upgraded exposure. Many people find feeling anxious is maintained by avoiding situations that evoke fear. Although escaping from a situation temporarily relieves anxiety, continual avoidance makes it even more frightening to experience the same situation again. Exposure therapy is a highly effective treatment that reduces anxiety through habituation. Habituation is a natural decrease in anxiety that occurs when people remain in a feared situation. However, for exposure therapy to be successful, four conditions need to be met. Graded. Exposure therapy is a planned gradual exposure to situations that feel threatening. A hierarchy of fears worksheet is used to write down the situations that evoke anxiety, which are in turn then ranked in order of difficulty. The least anxiety-inducing situation is tackled first. For example, if someone had a fear of crowded places, they may begin by having a coffee at a quiet coffee shop, and then the top of the hierarchy may be going to a large superstore. Without distraction. To reach the point where anxiety reduces naturally, a degree of fear does need to be felt. This means each exposure is done without any diversion from feelings or panic. For example, not listening to music or reading if this helps you feel less anxious in that situation. Prolonged. Exposure therapy is more effective when remaining in the situation for 1 to 2 hours or until anxiety has reduced by at least 50%. On the exposure exercise rating sheet, the rating scale is used before and at the start of the exercise. After facing the feared situation, the duration of the exposure is recorded and the rating scale is used again at the end of the exercise. This means staying in the situation until your anxiety is reduced by at least 50%. Repeated. To reinforce the progress you make, exposure needs to be repeated approximately 4 to 5 times a week, depending on how physically demanding it is to frequently feel apprehensive or alarmed. Only once a consistent 50% reduction of anxiety is experienced is the next most difficult situation tackled on the hierarchy of fears.